This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
And this is episode 79 of Painting on Glass. The Trail. Just for 1 minute, imagine you met him in person. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something.
As I said, this is episode 79, and there's great news I've got to share with you. We made it up to 10,000 downloads and streams, oh my Lord, with this podcast. I'm thrilled to death, and I just want you to know that I'm grateful having the chance to meet you here and share wonderful moments together. That's why we now start with a new topic of this episode. Let's go.
One day it was summer, they say. I left the woods for a trail. It led me right on to a place in the sun that offered a view, so they say.
You know, I'm doing a lot of talking about facts of songwriting, of writing books, and all the things that belong to it. I always try to shine a light on the topic from many different directions to make clear what might remain hidden otherwise. So far, so good. This time, I'm going to talk about a fantasy I had at the end of one summer day a couple of years ago. For that reason, you need to imagine a mountain range in the late afternoon. So let's go there now.
The west wind came with the sun and the rain, and it brought along yearning to stay. For I was no more the one to ignore. But I saw right there.
That day I had been walking for quite a while and many a mile, and I found a bench with a wonderful view out there over the landscapes beneath the mountain range that seemed to fade in the dusk of the late afternoon. With all the sounds around you, you know yourself, and a plane crossing high above in the sky. What a beautiful moment, don't you think so?
There was almost no one to sit in the sun. A few came by and left. I wondered out loud what it could be about. But the reason was left there within.
There weren't many people up there that afternoon. A few that passed by, they greeted in a very friendly way. And then there was silence within all the sounds that nature offered that very moment. And I couldn't help but suddenly ask myself what would be if the Christ also came along, looking at me, and staying for a little while. Oh, what a moment to think about.
As I suddenly saw that person I knew, when he had come back again, I told him to stay to see all the things on the trail of the holy man.
And you could tell by the wounds on his hands that it was him, without a doubt. And as he was standing right in front of me, I wondered what to say, what to ask him. So many things that I would love to know, and so many things that I wasn't able to ask that moment. What would be the first question you'd ask in such a curious and wondrous moment? What would it be?
An ugly smile with a tear in his eye and a wound in his hand that would tell. It was him that I saw with these wounds of the cross and a face we all know so well.
And just as in any church I visited before, he said nothing but smiled. It was that expression he bears when looking down from the cross. And like a word, I also answered with a smile in his direction. And then he rose his hand, like blessing the one right before him and all the creatures that also were right there at this place. And then, then he slowly turned around and went along.
You can be free if you just follow me. Said that meant to me, but you gotta be tough and strong once more.
There I sat in the fading lights of a wonderful dusk that day as he went along and disappeared on the trail ahead. I knew I would follow him all my life, and I dedicate my love and all my giving to his message and belief to love another in peace and understanding. No matter what it would take to get out there, no matter how strong I needed to be to follow the one with the wounds of the cross and a smile right from his heavenly Father. Oh Lord, what a moment to share, and what a wonderful fantasy to live through.
It's been quite a while, but it still makes me smile to remember the way that he spoke. No matter whatever we choose to do, no matter if young or old, there's always a way, and you just have to say you're on. There will be a chance in the sweetest glance to walk on the straight all your life.
Thank you so much for sharing this fantasy with me. But you can do all by yourself by listening to the song I wrote. Its title is The Trail of the Holy Man, and it was published in 2020 on the album Voyage. And right now, at the end of this episode, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast and please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When pain's in our hearts, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on hearts.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come. If you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.